This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. So what's with the blinking stoplights in downtown Klamath Falls? If you haven't been down there lately, you need to go see them. Now, a while back, the city sent out a memo they were going to try some changes to the downtown traffic flow. The blinking red lights on some intersections seem to be part of their plan. But here's the catch. It seems a lot of drivers in Klamath Falls don't know exactly what to do when they come to a blinking red light in an intersection. A lot of drivers simply sit there and wait for something to change, which, of course, it doesn't. It just keeps blinking red, period. I was on my way home last night and came up behind an elderly driver who was waiting at the blinking red light. She just sat there. So after a bit, I politely and quickly honked my horn to let her know it was time to move. Well, no such luck. She simply looked at me in the rearview mirror and sat there. Finally, I went into the other lane, which meant going the wrong way, and drove through the intersection. Well, wonder of wonders, she then followed me. And at the next intersection, where there was a blinking red light, I stopped, then proceeded through the intersection. She, on the other hand, just drove right through it behind me without stopping. Go figure. But if the blinking red lights are confusing enough, go to 7th Street. There you'll find a blinking red light for traffic attempting to cross Klamath Avenue and a blinking yellow light for traffic on Klamath Avenue to just drive through the intersection. Again, I know, go figure. I'm just not sure what this project is supposed to accomplish, but I'm sure one highly paid consultant or another has suggested this could make traffic flow smoother downtown. Frankly, it's not like downtown is a speeding freeway that needs all these encumbrances to impede drivers. Traffic moves just fine. It's kind of like the ridiculous posts jutting out into the street at Bean and Oregon Avenue. Rather than just turn the corner, everyone has to perform acrobatics just to make that turn. It's also like the pedestrian lights at Portland Street and the Crater Lake Highway. If you're looking for entertainment, check out this intersection when a pedestrian pushes the walk button. Red lights, which most people understand and they stop for. And then there's the strobing yellow lights, which nobody understands, and it creates a laughable situation as everyone tries to figure out what to do. Some people go ahead and drive through them. Some people don't. Seems to be a lot of honking and confusion, and, well, there you have it. Like I said, I'm sure some highly paid consultant came up with these ingenious plans to fix problems that were never there in the first place. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.